And now, let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View, Channel 110.
Well, welcome back. On Monday, tips on raising outstanding sons from father attorney and financial expert Nathaniel Turner. His book is Raising Superman. And New York Times bestselling science writer Mary Roach with her new book, Gulp. But we continue with dermatologist Dr. Mary Lupo, and she's founder of the Luper Center for Aesthetic and General Dermatology as we talk about skin care. We're going to go directly to the phones to Lynn in California. Go ahead, Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go right ahead. You have Dr. Lupo on.
Oh, hi, Maggie.
Hi.
And thank you so much, Maggie, for the program that you provide. Dr. Lupo, I have a 15-year-old daughter, and since she was about, 3 years old, she's started to present skin discoloration, and it's primarily on her face, her neck. It trickles down her chest a bit, and also on her arms. And it's very linear. And when she was younger, I've taken her in, but I've made less of an issue as she's gotten older, just because I don't want to give her any complexes about it. But I was wondering if there's anything that we could start to pursue in terms of reducing
discoloration.
And now, yes. Tell me your name again.
Lynn.
Lynn. So Lynn, she is now 15. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And has it, other than the fact that she has grown and gotten taller, proportionately, has there been any change in the? And I assume this is increased pigmentation, or is it decreased in pigmentation?
It's increased.
So it's darker than the surrounding skin, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you said it was somewhat linear in its shape. And so my question is, she's gotten longer, so maybe they've gotten longer, but would you say proportionately the discoloration is stable to her body surface area?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any surface change? Is there any flakiness of any kind, or when you feel the skin, it feels exactly the same as the non-hyperpigmented skin? In other words, there's no textural or surface component to this?
No, there bump is a textural component.
There is a textural component to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's wonderful that you are you've never done something to make her feel self-conscious about it and uncomfortable about it. And I know you said you were from California. So can you tell me what part of California?
I'm in the Bay Area.
So you're in San Francisco.
Yes.
You know, because the reason is that one of the country's leading authorities on irregular and abnormal or medical problems associated with pigmentary changes is in California, but she's in the Los Angeles area. And I was going to immediately refer you to her because she's not just an authority in Los Angeles or California. She is of national prominence, and she happens to be a dear and longtime friend of mine. And if it were my daughter, I would bring your daughter, you know, my daughter, to Pearl Grimes, who is a dermatologist in the Los Angeles area. My other suggestion is, if that's not logistically feasible, I would go so far as to call Pearl Grimes and see if she has a colleague in the Bay Area who she can refer you to. I'm wondering if this is some sort of birthmark-type phenomenon. You can get birthmarks as late as 3 years old that come on. The pattern that you're describing being linear, to me, I'm not seeing it, so I'm limited. I might be completely wrong in saying that it could be a birthmark. I mean, it could be some weird kind of post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation from some sort of moisturizer you used and you didn't recognize it and it pigmented, and because, you know, she was out in the sun, it darkened further and it's never been addressed and therefore it's never gone away. So, you know, I really do think she needs to see a dermatologist. And what you can do is you can couch it in such a way as to not make her feel uncomfortable. You can just tell her, just as at a certain point we bring our young ladies who are daughters to a gynecologist for a wellness exam and to help them be educated about good personal behaviors regarding you know, the female aspect of life. I think it's a good idea to bring a teenage girl or boy to a dermatologist, that their moles can be checked, and that you can discuss with them, look at them, maybe they have early acne and you want to catch it before it gets bad and leaves dark spots, et cetera, or keloids or whatever, and maybe not focus on the discoloration. And then nonchalantly in the consult, in the examination, go, "Doc, tell me, what do you think about these little spots? You know, she's had them since she's three. We don't think they're too bad, but can you tell us what do you think this is?" And then allow your daughter to maybe chime in and see, because it might be bothering her more than you know.
Lynn?
Yes. Can you give me Dr. Pearl's the spelling of her last name again?
Yeah, G like girl, R like Robert, I, M like Mary, E-S, Grimes, Pearl Grimes. You can Google her. You can probably get some information. She's absolutely, I can't think of anyone in the United States who has, we have some other, there's a whiz-bang friend of mine on the East Coast, I could give you the name, but Pearl is one of the top five authorities on pigmentation problems in the United States, and she is in California, and that's awfully close to where you are.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Good luck with that, Lynn.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Anything else? Oh, she's gone. All right. We're going to go to Mary in North Carolina. We have Dr. Lupo on with us. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, how are you?
Good, and you?
Great. I have a little friend who has severe eczema. Is there a specialist, it doesn't matter where in the U.S., and she's 7 years old, and she's had it from the time she was 2 months old, and I just feel so bad for her, and just wanted to know if there's some place or doctor that can be recommended or something
sure.
that can be done.
So let me just make some comments about childhood eczema, which is also usually called atopic dermatitis. It usually runs in families. There's a strong familial link with asthma and seasonal allergies. Some of these children can have food allergies as well. There are some really basic things that parents can do for these children. I think diet is very important. And candy is a huge no-no, I think, for children with eczema, because the sugar is pro-inflammatory, and it stimulates a lot of the inflammation in conditions like eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, and when you can limit simple glucose in the diet, I think they get a bit better. Also, things like potatoes and white breads, white rice, and regular pasta can be problematic. It's better to go with whole grain breads, brown rice, and whole wheat pasta, for example. Some fruits are a little bit more allergenic than others, and sometimes eggs can be a problem. So, you know, it's really good to get a comprehensive examination of this. These children also tend to colonize bacteria on their skin, and a lot of people feel that it's the colonization of the bacteria that leads to an immune response that causes the flakiness and the itching and then the subsequent discoloration and sometimes secondary infections with staph and whatnot. A product that was recently, and this is an over-the-counter product that anybody can get online, there was a wonderful poster And the two physicians who presented the poster were Amy Paller, who is in Chicago, P-A-L-L-E-R, and Adelaide Hebert, she's a New Orleans girl, and so Hebert is spelled H-E-B-E-R-T, it's the French. Adelaide Hebert and I actually went to Tulane Medical School together, and we both went into dermatology, but I went off more in a cosmetic tangent, and she is a very renowned pediatric dermatologist, and she's in the Houston area. And they did this study on a cleanser called Clean Cleanser, and it's spelled capital C L little N. And Clean Cleanser body wash was found to dramatically improve these children with eczema. And what's nice about it is no cortisone was used. And because we're always scared about using a lot of cortisone in children for long periods of time. So this Clean body wash is available online. You can just Google CLN cleanser, and it'll probably bring you to the website. You can order it on the website. And the protocol is that you wet the skin, preferably in the shower, with tepid to not hot water, and then turn the water off, vigorously lather this up over the whole body, let it sit for a minute or two, and then rinse it off well, and then get out of the shower and put one of those unfragranced, bland moisturizers like Cetaphil Restore Derm is an excellent one. And sometimes these children will get dramatically better. But and there's probably some good pediatric dermatologists in the Carolinas. I just don't personally know them, but that doesn't mean anything. I don't know everybody. But I do know Dr. Paller in Chicago and Dr. Hebert in Houston. Another highly respected pediatric dermatologist that I know personally is Dr. Eichenfeld, and he's in San Diego, California. That's awfully far. So those are the suggestions that I have. But I think this Clean Cleanser is worth a try for about a month to see how the child does, and maybe some dietary changes. Stay away from strawberries, go more with pears, and try to get rid of a high-carb, high-sugar diet and see how the child does.
Okay. Can you just spell those doctor's names for me again, please?
Paller, P-A-L-L-E-R. Amy is the first name. And Hebert, H-E-B-E-R-T. First name, Adelaide.
Okay. And where is Dr. Hebert from?
She practices in Houston.
Houston. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Listen, thank you so much,
you're
Mary.
You're welcome.
All right. Listen, that's taking us right up to the next break. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, more with the I Know Everybody, Dr. Mary Lupo. Listen, thank you so much. You have been wonderful. And just hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more skincare.
That's super.
We'll be right back with more conversation about today's hottest topics right after this short break. This is the Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View.